are you going? Then I'm there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
The acting attorney general, Sally Yates, has betrayed the Department of Justice. Ms. Yates is an Obama administration appointee who is weak on borders and very weak on illegal immigration. Sad.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump
says,
don't disturb me. I don't care what's happening at the airport. I'm watching a movie about families being separated.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space been hurt.
Donald Trump
says,
they're registered in a New York and a New Jersey.
You've got a New York, a New Jersey, two Virginias. There's a couple of squares in the middle there. I'm not sure about this, but China?
Donald Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Aryan pure Superman?
Yeah, me is the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says,
Frederick Douglass is an example of somebody who's done an amazing job and is being recognized more and more, I notice.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Donald Trump
says,
I went 0 for 5 million. Dead people and illegals hate me.
Be hired.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired. Right in.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Today we will plank my plan to
ban
Muslims, so you will
forget
about all those
ethical
problems. We need to keep
immigrants
out if they come from countries I do business with. But first we need to
choose
one of these behind me to do something very important. Let us get on with the program.
Ha ha!
Rise before Zod. No. Kneel before Zod.
Oh, God.
Zod.
Bend the knee, I promise you mercy. Kneel and live.
This was my home for many years. I wish you good fortune in the wars to come.
There is only one true king, and his name is
Donald Trump.
Here stands your king of lies. Behold the fate of those who choose the darkness.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me
I would bomb the shit out of him.
I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound?
Knock the crap out of him, would you? Seriously.
Everybody look what's going down.
Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian militias have clashed for a third straight day in the eastern parts of the country.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind. Getting so much resistance from behind. And we stop.
As of today, we are officially putting Iran on notice. Thank you.
What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street. Singing songs and a carrying sign. It's time to stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Get out of here. Get out. Out.
Everybody look what's going on. Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep. When you're always afraid, step out of line, the man come and take you away. You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Go nuclear.
And everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Go nuclear.
And everybody look what's going on. You better stop now. What's that sound?
Go nuclear.
Everybody look what's going on. You better stop. What's that sound?
Go nuclear.
President Donald Trump faced a nationwide backlash and a second straight weekend of massive protests after issuing a ban on refugees and visitors from seven majority Muslim countries.
And is it a Muslim ban?
Totally. It's not a Muslim ban, but we're totally prepared. It's working out very nicely. You see it at the airports. You see it all over. It's working out very nicely. And we're going to have a very, very strict ban, and we're going to have extreme vetting. We're going to have a very, very strict ban.
That's not a ban.
We're going to have a very, very strict ban.
That's not a ban.
For as green card holders moving forward, it doesn't affect them.
This order does not impact any green card holders from these seven countries?
Well, of course it doesn't.
Is what? He confused or are you confused?
No, I'm not confused.
You've twice confused me.
Some of this is kind of confusing.
Paul Ryan now publicly admits the rollout was, in his word, confusing.
Oh, you can't use the word Muslim. Remember this.
And I'm okay with that because I'm talking territory instead of Muslim.
Call it whatever you want. We'll call it territories, okay?
He first announced that he said Muslim ban. He called me up. He said, put a commission together. Show me the right way to do it legally. And what we did was we focused on, instead of religion, danger. The areas of the world that create danger for us, which is a factual basis, not a religious basis. Perfectly legal, perfectly sensible. And that's what the ban is based on. It's not based on religion. It's based on places where there are substantial evidence that people are sending terrorists into our country.
The Cato Institute, a conservative think tank, has tallied the number of Americans killed by citizens of the seven countries banned from 1975 to 2015. They are as follows: from Iraq, zero; from Iran, zero; from Syria, zero; from Somalia, zero; from Libya, zero; and from Sudan, zero.
Everyone knows you can't trust numbers, especially Arabic numbers.
That ban included people with green cards. It even seemed to include dual citizens of Canada or Britain or any other country you didn't plan to ban, you silly Billy.
Families separated for hours, including this five-year-old boy.
The Cleveland Clinic doctor, she was forced to leave, even though she holds an H-1B visa for workers in specialty occupations.
Hamid Darwish is a 53-year-old Iraqi. He had helped the U.S. military for 10 years in Iraq as an interpreter.
Fahud Sharif and his family, Iraqi refugees, plan to make their move to the U.S. yesterday. His family given the visa because he risked his life working with the U.S. government.
I don't know what to do, because I sold my house. I quit my job.
I was questioned extensively about whether or not I knew of radical groups in Sudan. I was asked to share my social media handles. It was a very uncomfortable pat down that was touched in my chest and groin area. And then I was handcuffed briefly. At that moment, I felt like, okay, I'm probably gonna get deported.
She's a green card holder who went to Harvard. When a Rite Aid cashier says Happy Holidays to you instead of Merry Christmas, that is religious oppression. But when you're a legally approved green card holder who's refused entry into the United States, forced to surrender your green card, sent to Ethiopia even though you're from Yemen, and left in Tom Hanks limbo at the Addis Ababa airport, that's an inconvenience. The executive hairball that Trump's team coughed up for him to sign bans refugees for at least 120 days, which is against the Geneva Convention.
Tens of thousands of Syrian refugees who are definitely, in many cases, ISIS-aligned, and we now have them in our country.
The chance of an American being killed by a foreign-born terrorist is 1 in 3.6 million. Looking specifically at refugees, that statistic jumps to 1 in 3.64 billion.
Shoutouts to all my Republican friends who promised me Trump would never do this.
I don't think any of the people who are screaming at the top of their lungs thinks for a moment that that a literal interpretation would be Muslims.
That's not a real proposal. It's not something that's going to happen.
I don't think you can take a lot of that seriously.
He's not going to ban all Muslims.
Open the door.
I'd witnessed the start.
Number one, I'm not stupid, okay? I can tell you that.
What comes next?
Leader is watching.
Right about now.
Give me a break.
I'm on Twitter.
Right about now.
A friend of mine. Great guy.
Right about now.
Big
grandmother.
Big.
I'm like a smart person.
Getting away with murder, and I don't care.
Right about now.
It's the balance or the bullet. I'm ready.
Right about now.
I could actually run my business and run government at the same time.
Burn.
Right about now.
I want that.
Costs more than your car.
Yes, fearless leader.
Bigger than anybody.
And you're nothing.
Yes, fearless leader.
Fui, the fearless leader.
Fui.
Fui, and double fui.
Fui.
Fui, the fearless leader.
And if you're twittering.
Everyone agrees with me.
Right about now.
I really believe it.
I'm on the Twitter.
Right about now.
I love the Mexican people.
You gotta see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
False, fake, information.
Right about now.
I think it's one of the reasons I got elected. Who knows?
Right about now.
I think we have one of the great cabinets ever put together. Great talent. It's going to be catastrophic.
Right about now.
Some of the great hospitals of the world.
Yes, fearless leader.
The six top people in the world.
Yes, fearless leader.
Nobody's ever had crowds.
Yes, fearless leader.
Crowds like Trump has had.
Big man!
Fui, the fearless leader.
Fui.
Fui, and double fui.
Fui.
Fui, the fearless leader.
And if you're twittering.
Twittering.
Maybe the intelligence agencies. Who knows?
How stupid are the people of Iowa?
We would snatch 200,000 acres of Indian territory, which we have deemed unsafe for their use at this time. They're such children.
200,000 acres? 200,000 acres? What'll it cost, man? What'll it cost?
A box of these.
Are you crazy? They'll never go for it. And then again, they might. Little red devils, they love toys. May I try one?
Please do, sir.
Thank you. These things are defective.
Right as usual, sir.
Show off,
sir. Just sign this, yes, sir, right here.
Okay, give us a hand here.
All right, sir.
Work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
Just one more bill for you to sign, sir.
What the hell is this?
This is the bill that will convert the State Hospital for the Insane into the William J. LePetitmane Memorial Gambling Casino for the Insane.
Gentlemen, this bill will be a giant step forward in the treatment of the insane gambler.
Yes, bravo.
Thank you, Hetty, thank you.
It's not Hetty, it's Hedley. Hedley Lamarr.
The hell are you worried about? You'll be able to sue her.
Just sign right here, sir.
Thank you very much. All right, help me in with this.
Just think of your secretary.
That was a very good suggestion.
Yes, all right.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, is that it? Anything else?
Just this urgent telegram from Rockbridge that arrived last Friday.
Last Friday? Read it. You wild bitch.
Sheriff murdered, church meeting bombed, reign of terror must cease. Send new sheriff immediately.
Holy underwear! Sheriff murdered? Innocent women and children blown to bits? We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
Give the governor harumph.
Harumph!
You have people that are registered who are dead. Who are illegals. Who are in two states. You have people registered
in two states.
They're registered in a New York and a New Jersey. They vote twice. There are millions of votes, in my opinion. Now, I'm going to do an investigation.
David. You're now president of the
David,
United States.
I want the voting process to be legitimate. Now,
what I'm asking, when you say, in your opinion, millions of illegal votes, That is something that is extremely fundamental to our functioning democracy.
Sure.
And free election.
Sure. Sure.
Say you're going to launch an investigation.
Sure. This. Done.
What you have presented so far has been debunked. It's been called
false. No, it hasn't.
False. I called.
Take a look at the Pew Report.
I called the author of the Pew Report last night. Hmm? And he told me that they found no evidence of
voter fraud. Well, then why did he write the report?
He said no evidence of
excuse
voter
me?
Fraud.
Excuse me? Then why did he write the report?
So I guess
according to Pew Report, then he's groveling again. You know, I always talk about the report as the grovel. Want to write something that you want to hear, but not necessarily millions of people want to hear or have to hear.
So you
because
launched
this
an investigation.
We're going to launch an investigation to find out. And then the next time, and I will say this, of those votes cast, none of them come to me. None of them come to me. They would all be for the other side. None of them come to me. But when you look at the people who are registered, dead, illegal, and two states, and some cases maybe three states,
now we have a lot to look into.
All right, we do expect President Donald Trump to sign an executive action launching an investigation into claims of widespread voter fraud. It hasn't happened yet, but he said he was going to do it, so we're waiting. Our next guest first tweeted the claim that 3 million people voted illegally on November 11th. That's Greg Phillips. He tweeted, completed analysis of database of 180 million voter registrations, number of non-citizen votes exceeds 3 million, consulting legal team. Now, 2 days later, he sent another tweet. We have verified more than 3 million votes cast by non-citizens. We are joining at True the Vote to initiate legal action, hashtag unrigged. Those tweets went wild. They were disseminated by many right-wing sites. They became, apparently, a source for Donald Trump's voter fraud beliefs. Greg Phillips joins us now.
We didn't name a person.
And you still haven't.
But we will.
Do you have the proof?
Yes.
Will you provide it?
Yes.
Can I have it?
No.
Why?
We're going to release everything to the public.
When?
As soon as we get done with the checks.
Hold on. So you're not done checking it yet. You're giving yourself the benefit of some facts here which aren't in your favor, which is you already said you proved this.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now you're saying why you don't want to put out the information because you're not 100% yet about who everybody is that you think they are. Well, those fight each other, right?
Not like the brazen giant of Greek fame, with conquering limbs astride from land to land. Here at our sea-washed sunset gates shall stand a mighty woman with a torch, whose flame is the imprisoned lightning, and her name, Mother of Exiles. From her beacon hand glows worldwide welcome. Her mild eyes command the air-bridged harbor that twin cities frame. Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, cries she with silent lips. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my light beside the golden door. Emma Lazarus.
He pulled the anchor aside to show him an inauguration photo and once again brag about his crowd size.
And just before we leave, the president tells us he wants to show us just one more image.
One thing this shows is how far over they go here. Look how far this is. This goes all the way down here, all the way down. Nobody sees that. You don't see that in the pictures.
Very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11,
oh,
11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes are going to be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Thanks to CNN.
Blazing. Saddles. Steinsky. Seth. Myers.
Smith.
And all the good people. Here, the
CIA.
And
FBI.
Thanks to
MSNBC.
And of course. The Fox
Network.
My
favorite network.
And thanks to
Buffalo. Springfield.
And
Paul McCartney.
Thanks to all the
voters.
Registered. Several.
And thanks to my
clapper
and my
laugh track.
I could not have done it all without you.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.